We may want to head to the theater to get scared, especially this time of year. Horror movies may come on our radar again as we get closer and closer to Halloween, but can Catholics watch horror movies? Is that okay? And maybe if it is okay, is it good for us? J.P. Nunez on the line, a theology nerd, a self-described theology nerd since high school, but master's degrees in theology and philosophy, talking a little bit about horror movies and their place in Catholic life. J.P., great to have you along today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, do you like horror movies?
Yeah, I do.
Do you have a favorite?
Oh, man. I'm not sure if I can pick just one. I don't know. I don't know if I have a favorite.
What are your thoughts? I grew up Lutheran, became a Catholic convert as an adult, but worked in Christian radio, Protestant Christian radio, often fueled by folks of the Baptist or Assembly of God persuasion, and wasn't until in my 30s working in Christian radio I ever heard a bad word about Halloween, why that might be not so good for us, and opening doors to evil and things like that. And I would guess some might look at horror movies kind of in the same way. Any danger for that for Catholics?
There are definitely people who think that horror movies are like that, and I think that Depending on our attitude towards the movies, we have to be careful. Horror movies definitely, could open us up to evil if we go into it with the wrong kind of attitude. If we go into it kind of seeking to see evil just for its own sake. But I think if we go into it with the attitude of where we're looking for a movie to show evil precisely for what it really is, precisely as evil, not something good, not something to be sought, rather something, to be fought against, and something to be conquered, and ultimately something that we hope, God will conquer for us. I think if we go into it with that attitude, horror movies are okay for us to watch. Pope John Paul II, in his letter to artists, he said that when artists show the deepest and darkest depths of evil, even that shows the universal desire for redemption. And I think that as Catholics, if we go into horror movies with that kind of attitude, then they are okay for us to watch. And that's not opening us up to evil. I think that can even lead us further away from it.
Once upon a time, in order to avoid censorship, Hollywood kind of made it a formula that American, at least 20th century storytelling would always have a happy ending, and the bad guys would get their comeuppance in the end. Does that still kind of apply in terms of if we're shown a battle between good and evil, even very ugly, messy, and gory evil, but if good prevails and it's ultimately good that is celebrated, does that really matter? Is that the main point, basically?
I don't think the main point is for good to necessarily win in the specific movie we're watching. There definitely are a lot of horror movies where good wins in the end, even today. But I think that movies where good doesn't win in the end, horror movies like that, they can still have value for us as Catholics, because in those kinds of movies, usually what ends up happening is the people try to fight evil kind of in the wrong way. Often they'll try to fight evil with their own strength rather than rely on God. Sometimes they'll try to use some sort of occult methods like Ouija boards to try to, contact things or whatever. And I think when we watch those kinds of movies as Catholics, we can see them kind of as negative parables, almost like some of the parables that Jesus told. For example, Jesus told a parable where there's, a rich guy, he stored up a bunch of food for himself, a bunch of possessions, and he said, I'm set for life. And then God comes that night and says, nope, you're not set for life. You're actually going to die tonight. All your work was for nothing. And the point of that parable was to show us how not to act. I think that as Catholics, we can watch horror movies where evil wins in the end, but we can see them in that same way. We can see them as examples of how not to act. So if we watch a movie where evil wins in the end, because the good guys tried to fight it with their own strength and without relying on God. That is an example for us of how not to, to approach evil. We don't fight it with our own strength, and we should go to God, unlike the people in the movie.
How about the movies? And it's not uncommon for church people, whether Catholic or Protestant, you know, ministers are often, or even crucifixes are often portrayed badly or treated irreverently. Is that a movie we ought to avoid if they're really just, you know, messing with our faith?
I think it really depends on the individual movie. I think there are some movies that, yeah, they do kind of mock our faith, and they do present it in a bad light, and they do kind of present things that we as Catholics probably shouldn't be watching. But I think also, it really depends on what they're trying to do. If they're trying to, if they're having that kind of imagery just to show, you know, what evil really is, and then they have good kind of conquer over whoever, you know, does that with crucifixes or whatever, then I think there can be there can be something legitimate about those kinds of movies. But again, it just really depends on the individual movie and what exactly they're trying to do with that kind of imagery.
Can Catholics watch horror movies? Talking about that topic with J.P. Nunez this morning on Morning Air here on Relevant Radio. How about the pure amount of gore? I think the less I watch of that through the years, the more shocking it is when I do see it. But studies show the more we watch, the less impacted we are by that. And of course, leading to people being kind of numbed to violence from too many violent video games or watching too many violent movies. Ought we just kind of mind our minds a little bit by making sure we're not exposing ourselves to excessive violence?
Yeah, I think we definitely need to be careful about the violence we consume in our entertainment. And we should stay away from movies that are excessively violent and gory just for its own sake. Kind of the rule of thumb that I like to use when I watch a movie is, you know, does the movie want me to enjoy watching human suffering just for its own sake? And if that's the case, then it's probably not a good thing to watch it. Although there are movies that have violence and gore that do have a legitimate purpose. For example, like, it's not a horror movie, but The Passion of the Christ. You know, it's a very violent movie, very bloody, but there's a purpose to it. And I think there can be horror movies like that, too, that have gore and blood and violence, you know, for a legitimate narrative purpose. It's when that violence and gore becomes gratuitous, and when there's really no reason for it other than simply enjoying human suffering for its own sake, that's when it becomes problematic for us.
If we like to be scared, suspense can do that very well as well. Some great suspense movies. We maybe think of some of the Hitchcock movies through the years that don't always necessarily portray a lot of direct gore, but you know something bad is going to happen. But what scares you is kind of the suspense leading up to the surprise of the bad guy popping out.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, one of my favorite horror movies of all time is Psycho. And that one doesn't have a ton of gore. I don't think it really has much gore at all. It's just all built on suspense and just not knowing what's going to happen. Those kinds of movies are great, too.
Little background on Psycho there. Legend has it that it's shot in black and white, of course, but the blood going down the shower drain, actually chocolate syrup seemed to have the best effect on camera. So that's that's what you see. That's what you see. It's not really gore. It's chocolate syrup as we continue to talk a little bit about horror movies. And finally, how about how much we let our kids see and when might be appropriate ages for different levels of stuff?
Oh man, that's a really tough question. That's something that I struggle with. I don't have kids right now, but if I ever do, I always think of, or not always, but I often think about, would I let them watch the movies I watch? When would I let them watch them? What exactly would I let them watch and whatnot? I think a lot of it depends on the individual child. As with a lot of things, you know, you have to just know your kid, know what they can handle, know their maturity level. I think if anything, it's probably best to err on the side of caution. So if you're kind of wondering, oh, should I let my kid watch this? Should I not? If you really can't, you know, come to a decision, it's probably best to not let them watch it until you're absolutely sure that they can handle it. But with that kind of stuff, I think it's probably best, like, when they're younger, you know, if they want to watch anything horror themed, you know, let them watch, like, kind of kiddie horror type movies, like The Nightmare Before Christmas, or something like that, or, like, you know, Charlie Brown and the Charlie Brown, The Great Pumpkin, forgot the name of the movie, but something like that, and then just kind of, you know, gradually as they get older, as you realize, you know, what they're capable of understanding, capable of distinguishing between fantasy and reality, then kind of letting them, you know, letting them watch more just straight up horror movies as they get older.
Well, JP, we thank you for your insight today. Stay scared, and we'll talk about some real life horror. Cleaning up after Hurricane Michael, we go to Panama City, Florida. Next, when Morning Air continues here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.